Sometimes housing developers build artificial wetlands to reduce the amount of stormwater and other materials that get washed off construction sites and into natural waterways. But they've got to be maintained to be effective. And on Victoria's Surf Coast, some residents say that's not happening, as Rachel Clayton reports.
Deep within the reeds and grasses of these man-made wetlands on a Torquay housing estate known as the Dunes, there are frogs and Australasian swamp hens. But the water they're swimming in is almost black, and there are piles of polystyrene and plastic bottles floating on top.
So you've got a turbid, silted-up asset that doesn't work. This is basically the example of a dead wetland.
For a decade, Torquay local Jan Selvay has been pushing the Surf Coast Shire Council in Victoria to get the developers to maintain these wetlands.
It's far too small, and it's failing to both remove silt and remove nitrogen and phosphorus from the waters that can come into it.
These urban wetlands are supposed to filter out pollutants coming from the stormwater that runs off nearby construction sites. But they aren't working very well. In one, piles of dirt have built up. It means stormwater runoff is being diverted downstream into the internationally recognised saltwater carafe wetlands, home to migratory birds and the critically endangered orange-bellied parrot. Professor Paul Carnell from Deakin University says urban wetlands are complex systems that must be monitored.
You can't just set and forget. You really do need to be checking up on the levels of pollutants and what's going on in that wetland over time. Because if you do get build-up of those heavy metals, that can impact things like frogs and fish that we get in our wetlands that we want to really support that biodiversity.
Jan Selvay is a member of a local residents group that commissioned an environmental consulting company to do a report on the health of Torquay's urban wetlands. It found they're too small for the scale of housing development and they're being choked with rubbish and invasive plant species. Surf Coast Shire Chief Executive Robin Seymour says it's up to the council to ensure developers comply with their environmental obligations.
It is ongoing work that we need to do, and we will also continue to work with the developers around the functioning of those wetlands to make sure that they are maintained and managed effectively.
The council can issue $400 fines and take a developer to court for repeated breaches. But Robin Seymour says she prefers to educate developers on the benefits of maintaining wetlands.
They do fill up with silt, they do fill up with rubbish, and so it is a constant work in progress to make sure that they're operating in the way that they need to. So that is work we'll continue to do with the developers.
Jan Selvay isn't satisfied.
You would have to say that historically council haven't played proper attention to the protection of these assets or to using the correct parameters for them to be designed.
The developer of the Dunes housing estate, Land Consulting, declined to comment when asked about the health of the wetlands it manages.
Rachel Clayton there.